Hey, Point and Prior Lake, Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur. Can I get a witness from the congregation? Minnesota Vikings full-time offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur. What's going on, man? Everything good? Your offseason okay?
Yeah, we're going through the process. You know, this is the time of year as a staff. We sit back and we look at everything we did last fall.
Mm-hmm.
As coaches, we're fond of plays that work. So we're going to try to kind of really emphasize the things we did well last year, certainly, and then try to minimize some of the things that don't work so well for us. You know, we've gone through the process of hiring some coaches on offense, and we finished up that process this week. So now we can kind of get together in a room and start moving forward for 2017.
Yeah, you've had to move those pieces a little bit, right? You have a new. You were the tight ends coach. Now you're the OC.
Right.
So we have Clancy Barone, or is it Barone?
Clancy Barone.
Yeah, Barone from Denver has some offensive line to him, too, which is
right.
Cool working with the tight ends.
Right.
Kennedy Polamalu,
right.
Who's related to Troy, running backs coach.
Correct.
Kevin Stefanski moves from running backs to quarterbacks coach, which,
right.
I mean, I have a lot of respect for a lot of people within that staff, but specifically Kevin.
Right.
You know, and I think you being a former head coach and being all over the NFL,
right.
It's not easy to start in like 06 and have there be a bunch of different coaching changes and new
right.
OCs and stuff. And Kevin's so smart and so good at what he does that it's a testament to him to stick around.
Well, I think Kevin was sort of on the track to be a quarterback coach and then eventually be a coordinator. And wherever that takes you, but in the last couple of years, that was kind of put on hold. But when I was interviewing for a couple of head coaching jobs recently, you know, Kevin was a guy that I was going to try to snag out of here.
Recently, like this offseason?
No, in a former life, let's
right.
call it. Yeah. And so I've known Kevin a long time. He's a Philadelphia guy. And,
yeah.
So he'll do a great job there.
George Stewart leaves and becomes right. special teams coordinator for the LA Chargers. The wide receivers coach,
right.
have you hired anybody? Are you considering anybody? What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't think it's an announcement. I think it's been out there, but we interviewed a few guys, and then I think we've settled on, and really, we're really thrilled, Darrell Hazel, who was
recently. Oh, the Kent State guy.
Well, he was recently the head coach at Purdue.
Oh, that's right.
That's really not an announcement of any sort. But,
right. Yeah. Excellent. So you're set.
So, I think so.
Yeah,
think
you go
so,
to the
yeah.
combine, you got, yeah, your pieces are in place.
Yeah. Well.
Pat, last year for you, and we chatted a little bit about this during the season, but, I mean, you're so far down the road getting a game plan ready, trying to win games. You start out 5-0. You got offensive line injuries basically every single week. The worst case scenario, I would imagine, are injuries during games.
Right.
So you get ready all week and then somebody gets hurt during the game. But middle of the season, when you took over as the interim and a different system is in and, just how difficult was that?
Well, when you change, you know, it's tough enough to change in the offseason when you have a year to plan. Certainly it was a credit to the players because we did change gears quite a bit, and they kind of made it their own. Fortunately, we had a quarterback that I had a lot of history with Sam Bradford, so kind of runs through him. We did have a lot of, it's been pretty well documented, we had a lot of injuries up front. I think we played 12 or 13 different guys.
Yep.
Which is, I've never been around that, you know, and then we had injury at some of the critical positions. So it's a credit to those guys. We did some things that were very good as we move forward. There's plenty of things we got to get better at.
Yeah.
And so that's the process that we're going through now. You know, there'll be changes to the roster like there are for every team every year.
Already have been.
Yeah. And so what you do is you try to put together a plan that'll work for the guys that you have. And then get them trained up and roll the ball out and go play.
Outside of Adam Thielen with God-given talent, what put Adam on such a big year?
Well, Adam's the guy that every team would love to have. You know, he's very trustworthy, which is really important for the quarterback because he knows where he's going to be, when he's going to be there, and he can trust throwing the ball if he's got to anticipate it. And so Adam is one of those guys that's he's a true team player. And he's got a lot of, you know, he's got a lot of skill, and he actually had a tremendous year.
You being a former head coach, offensive coordinator in several spots, you know, we've talked about that for about a year now. You've seen things from so many different angles, you
right.
know, and therefore you're a big picture guy. And
right.
with the Vikings offseason this year, I mean, it's a big picture offseason. I mean, they're, you know, from potentially re-signing guys who play defense to refurbishing the offensive line. You got the running back situation, certain unrestricted free agents, Bradford owed money in March. There's a lot this offseason, right?
Well, we don't have a cornerstone on that here at the Vikings. Every team is going through this.
Right. And,
you know, every team changes in some way. Regardless of what your year was like the previous year, you know, your team changes. So what you try to do is make really good decisions and try to get better a little bit at a time. And that's the type of stuff that's going on behind the scenes with Rick Spielman, his staff, and Coach Zimmer.
So how far down the road are you guys at this stage on, like, free agency, the draft, heading to the combine? I mean, like, could you draft now if you had to draft now?
I don't know that.
Right.
You know, I think there's a lot left to be done when it comes to the draft. We haven't been to the combine yet, and that's really the first big focal point. You know, the
free agency's right after it.
Well, and then they kind of run parallel, free agency, the combine.
Yep.
Our first probably exposure to the college players as coaches is the Senior Bowl, which we went to, and then now this is a real dedicated exposure to the draft class at the combine. So that's where we start to really get involved as coaches. Now, Rick and his staff certainly have done a great deal of background work. We've done kind of the, you know, initial stuff preparing for the combine, but we go there in a week, and that's really where it kicks it off for us.
Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur is at the Point in Prior Lake for Winterfest. Off topic for a second, your son Kyle, a quarterback at Vanderbilt. How are things going for him, and, like, what's next for him?
Well, he's finishing his sophomore year.
Sweet.
They had what ended up being a pretty good year for them.
Didn't they win a bowl game?
No, they went to a bowl game, but he's been the starting quarterback there all this sophomore year and then half of his freshman year.
Nice.
They started 2-4. They finished 4-2, and they beat Georgia. They beat Ole Miss, and then they also beat Tennessee.
Holy
and so
cow.
They finished with a winning record, and they went to the bowl game and played NC State.
Yeah.
So they're getting better. He's enjoying the experience. You know, as you mentioned, he plays quarterback, and, you know, he's a college student in the city of Nashville.
Yeah.
At a place like Vanderbilt. Huh. And he gets an opportunity to play a wonderful game. So he's sort of enjoying it.
Well, he's very blessed, but that ain't easy, man. Starting quarterback in the SEC and the Vanderbilt study, the Vanderbilt class programs and everything?
Yeah.
That's a tough school, man.
You have to go to class there, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Does he do okay?
Yeah, he's smart. He's like his mom. And then, you know, when you talk about the SEC for a quarterback, you know, every week it's about the pass rush.
Yeah.
You know, part of what happens to Vanderbilt is who they play.
Right.
So it's funny, like, after the games he'll say, hey, listen, this guy is quite a pass rusher. You'll probably be seeing him next year.
Right.
You know, these – and I think that's what you get down there. These teams are so good on defense that it's really a great training ground for a quarterback.
So he's a junior next year?
He'll be a junior, yeah.
All right. Say he goes lights out, leaves after his junior year. Spielman has to draft him, right?
I don't know.
And if he doesn't, would you be offended?
Those are questions for my wife and Rick.
That's going to be great. I can see it now. Kyle Shurmur and J.D. Spielman come out in the same draft.
Oh, boy.
And it's Shurmur to Spielman off it because J.D., He'll play at Nebraska this year. Got
right.
Your son at Vanderbilt, man. Am I getting a little too far down the road on this?
JD's a terrific player. Oh,
should have seen him at Eden Prairie High School.
When I came here a year ago, one of the first things when I was interviewing is we watched JD's highlight tape. You know, and holy smokes, he's a really, really fine player. I would anticipate he's going to have a great career there.
You know 1,000 times more about it than I'll ever know. But when I went back and did my version of a deep dive after the season, specifically on the quarterback, Sam Bradford, I knew I liked him during the course of the season, but didn't really have time to see what the rush looked like all the time. End of the equation, quite honestly, I was in love with him. I thought he was, his intermediate to deep game was so much more accurate than I ever knew he was because I didn't follow him that closely. How do you feel? I mean, I felt Sam, when protected, was fantastic.
Yeah, I think we saw some of the best in Sam. I think he makes really good decisions. That's why the interception total is typically down for Sam. He's extremely accurate, as you alluded to. I believe he's accurate short, medium, and or intermediate and long.
Yeah.
And he has a sense of timing, so he'll get the ball out quickly.
Yeah.
All the things necessary to be a really good quarterback. And then, you know, it was really a tough deal. Now, he came here and he had to start a game after being in the building only 13 days.
Yep.
And credit to him. He's extremely smart. He works hard. He's a highly competitive guy. And I think through the course of the year, you could see he's an extremely tough guy.
Yeah.
And by the end of the year, you know, there were times when he was pushing up in the pocket and scrambling and getting yards. Terrific athlete. He could take your clubs out of your trunk and go shoot par. He's one of those guys that can do a lot of really good things.
And you could tell that, you know, the previous offensive coordinator, Scott Turner, Mike Zimmer, everybody really fell in love with him early in his work ethic, because into that Tennessee game, there was a chance that he was going to play in that game, first game of the season.
Right.
You're going to start Sean Hill, but then there was going to be some kind of rotation.
Right.
You know, but I guess because of the game shape and the way things developed, Sean went wire to wire and you won the game. But when Mike told me that ahead of the game, I was like, whoa, how impressed you have to be with this guy.
Right.
Been here 13 days to throw him in.
Well, he connected the dots pretty quickly. I was with Sam when he was a rookie in St. Louis. We drafted him. We had the distinct honor of picking first in St. Louis, and we picked him. And he went on to be Rookie of the Year.
He was the last one to get that big first overall pick deal. Good for him.
And he really battled through a tough year then.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was with him in obviously in Philadelphia and then here.
Would you like to have Matt Khalil back? If you have the opportunity to have Khalil back, would you be interested?
Yeah, you know, we're going through that process. He's a terrific player, and we all know what he means to the Vikings. And, you know, I'm going to really punt when it comes to some of these questions. I'm going to let you ask Rick those.
No, I understand that. And free agency follows the combine. But I think you could concede that retooling the offensive line is important this offseason. You know, not only from free agency, but even like drafting, right?
Yeah, I think every group on offense we could add, you know, a good player or two. And, you know, there's certainly already been some changes that we've made. So we're looking to upgrade all the groups on offense, and, you know, certainly the O-line's no different.
And off that, Pat, and looking at things you would like to improve this offseason into next year, I would imagine running the ball, would be near the top of the list. Whether it's Peterson, whether it's McKinnon, whether it's somebody you draft, doesn't matter who it is, you got to run it better, right?
Well, no question. And I think we did a little bit as the second half of the year. But the important thing is to be able to move the ball and score points. And being able to run the football is really key to that.
Are you enjoying this Minnesota winter? It's been very balmy. I think it's going to be like 60 today, man.
No, this is terrific.
They should call this the Spring Fest, not the Winter Fest. It's outstanding.
I'm sort of disappointed. The ice fishing thing would have been fun.
Yeah. Thank you very much for joining.
It's a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
All right, see you later at the Chamber of Commerce meeting.
We'll sell some hope, all right?
All right.
Hey, Pat Shurmur, offensive coordinator, favorite football team. Always good to chat with him. 9 to noon, The Point, Prior Lake. Be right back.
You're listening to Paul Allen.
And that's really what this is, right? I mean, this is...